Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yod Beis. Hashaleach Yad, Bapi Kodai. This person is a Shomer. Someone gave him a Pekada and someone deposited something by him and said, please watch it for me. Suppose he gave him a sheep full of wool. And then he was Shaleach Yad of the Pekada. It means he used it for his own purpose. We've already discussed, when you use something for your own purpose, you become a Gazlan. Now, afterwards, after he's Shaleach Yad of the Pekada, which means he used it for his own purpose, he shears off the wool. Let's say, the other case that the Batanura brings is, the sheep had a baby afterwards. Again, he was given the sheep, he was Shaleach Yad, and afterwards he shears off the wool, or the sheep has a baby. Beishami, I mean the Beishami say, Yilka, in a sense, he's going to have to pay the price, Becheser u Beyeser, whether the Gzela is less or more. What does this mean, whether the Gzela is less or more? Cheser would mean the case we discussed. He received a sheep full of wool, or a sheep that was expecting a baby, he Shaleach Yad, and now the wool is off, or the baby was born. Yes, it would be the other way around. He gave him a sheep, and he was Shaleach Yad, he used the sheep for his own purpose. Then he becomes a Gazlan. Afterwards, the wool grew, or maybe he gave him a sheep that was not expecting a baby, and now it is, or a parah that was not expecting a calf, and now it is. That's Yeser. Cheser means it's worth less after he was Shaleach Yad, because the wool is off. Yeser means it's worth more, because the wool grew. Either way, say the Beishamai, you have to pay the amount of the wool, and in the case of the baby, you have to pay it to the owner. Now, you could argue, maybe, wait a second. If you're telling me that when he's Shaleach Yad, he becomes a Gazlan, so a Gazlan is kind of kind, it becomes his. A Gazlan means I stole it, and I have to return the Etzem Zach back to you. But anything that comes at afterwards, maybe that should be mine. So we say no. It's not the way it works. I don't care if you cut the wool off after you were Shaleach Yad, that's Cheser, or the wool grew after you were Shaleach Yad, that's Yeser. Cheser means missing, Yeser means more. Say the Beshamai, you have to pay for the wool, or you have to pay for the baby animal. Ubeisil, let me the Beisil say, Kishas Hoitzah. He has to pay what it was worth when he was Shaleach Yad. That's when he takes it out of the Rishus of Baal. If when he was Shaleach Yad, it had wool on it and it's worth 10, you have to pay 10. If it didn't have wool on it, and then it was worth 7, you have to pay 7, even though right now it has wool on it. The Basil hold, when a Gazlan steals something and then there's a shuni and something changes, that change belongs to the Gazlan. You stole it, you have to pay back what you stole. What happens afterwards, it's already yours. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, what do we do in this case? He pays Kishas HaTeviyah. I'm not looking at how much this animal was worth when he was Shaleach Yad, when he stole it. I'm not looking at how much it was worth when the Baalim gave it to him or how much it's worth now. I'm looking at one thing. When the owner of this animal said, what happened over here? You have no right to use it. And he takes him to Bezin, and Bezin says, you're Chayiv. What was the animal worth at that time? Tviyah means he is Tovei him to Bezin. He demands that he comes to Bezin. Rabbi Akiva darshins a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva darshins a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Chaf Dalit. The Torah talks about paying back. We're talking about someone who first swore that he doesn't owe the money, now he wants to do tshuva. And the pasuk says, La Asher Hu Loi Yitnenu Biyoim Ashmasai. So Rabbi Akiva darshins that you're mechuyev to give to the one you stole from the amount that it was worth, Biyoim Ashmasai, on the day he was found guilty in Bezin. When Bezin gave out the psak that he has to pay. Therefore, if he cut off the wool, or the baby animal was born after this time, he has to pay it back to the Baalim. Because at the time that Bezin gave out the psak, the wool was on the animal, or the baby was still in the animal. Let's chazer over this part of the Mishnah, and then we'll treat the next part of the Mishnah like a separate Mishnah. Basically, what we learned over here is as follows. According to everyone, if someone is Shaleach Yad B'Pekadni as a din of a Gazlan, but there's a machlaikis, what the din is by a Gazlan. According to the Beis Shammai, if you steal something, even if it changes afterwards, it's never yours. It's always the Nigzal. The Nigzal means the one it was stolen from. And if the wool grew, or the animal became Nis'abra, it started expecting a baby when it was in the Rishus of the Gazlan, it doesn't make a difference. You have to pay it back. According to the Beis Hillel, Shuni, when it changes, then the Gazlan's kainet. And the Gazlan will pay what it was worth at the time of the Gzela. If the wool grew afterwards, he doesn't have to pay that back. According to Rabbi Akiva, he says, a little bit like the Basil, he says the Shini is Kaina, but only up until the time of Hamad Abedin. If he cut off the wool, or the baby was born before Hamad Abedin, then it belongs to the Gazlan. But once Bezin gives out the Psak, and afterwards the wool grows, or the baby is born, goes back to the owner. And again, that's learned from the Pasuk of Biyayim Ashmasai. You pay what it was worth at the time of Bezin giving out the Psak. The halach is like the Beis Hillel. Vaitrezak the Mishnah. Hachoyshev l'shloyach yad bipikadon. A shomer said, even though it says choyshev literally means to think, but most Rishonim hold it means he said, I'm going to use this pikadon for myself. He didn't do it yet, but he intends to do so, and he said he's going to do it. Beis Shammai, I mean, the Beis Shammai say, even though he didn't actually use it for himself, but by saying it, it's as if he was sholeach yad, and therefore chayiv, he's chayiv on an oinus. From that point on, so let's say he was a shomer chinam, until now he was only chayiv on peshay, and now he goes up two steps, he's chayiv on oinus. And the Beis Shammai learned this from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Beis, pasuk Zayin. It says, v'nikrav balabayis el hu elikim. Really, it means bezin. You're allowed to say it out, but we'll say elikim. And he has to swear, im lo shalach yodei b'meleches reyehu, that he wasn't sholeach yad. And afterwards it says, I'll call dvar pesha. What's the dvar? Comes to teach us that even on a dibur of peshia, even if he says he's going to do it, although he never did it, he would already have the same din of a shayel who's chayev an oinus. Ubesilim, the Basil say, by saying it, you don't become a sholeach yad, ain't a chayev at sheyishlech bayad. He has to physically use it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, im leshalach yadai b'meleches reyehu. Shalach means that he actually did it. Sholeach yad, he put his hands on it and used it literally. But by saying it? Why is he chayev just by saying it? Now what do the Basil learn from the pasuk of Dvar Pesha? Okay, so according to the Beis Hillel, I'm not chayiv unless I physically started the action of using it. Ketzad, let's try to understand this. How would this case work out? Let's say he tas a chavias. He leaned the chavias over because he wanted to have some wine pour out of it, right? So it's a big barrel. You don't lift it, but he's leaning it, and the wine starts to pour. He never actually lifted the barrel off its place. But he leans it v'notel himener revius, and he takes out a revius of a lug of wine for himself. How much is a revius of a lug? Like between 3 and 5 ounces. That's the shear for Kiddush. Different shitas. But as he's doing this v'nishbara, it breaks. And the way it broke was an oinus. It wasn't his fault. How much does he have to pay? Does he have to pay for the whole wine? No. Eina mishalem el revius. He only pays the revius halug that he took for himself. But what do you mean? But he tilted the whole barrel. And the answer is, in order to be Shalech Yad, you have to do an act where you acquire the barrel, where it becomes yours. It has to be a legal kinyan. And tilting it wouldn't make it yours. If I was done buying the barrel, by tilting it, it wouldn't make it mine. I would have to lift it. So because he never lifted it, he was never kainet. Now, different things have different kinyanim. If you want to acquire a behemoth, you pull it. There's Mashicha. But metaltlin, you have to lift. You ever go with your father to the Rav to sell the chametz? And the Rav, let's say, gives you his hat or his handkerchief, and you lift it, because you're being kind of it. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. What if Higbiya Hitaka did lift the whole Chavias? V'notli mena Revias. And then he took out the Revias. V'nishbran, it broke. Even though the way it broke was an oinus, it's not his fault. Mishalem, the Shomer has to pay, not just for the amount that he took out, but the Meikuli has to pay for everything. All the wine in the barrel. Because once he lifted it, he was Shaleach Yad. And once you're Shaleach Yad, you're Chayiv even on oinus. So, in this last part of the Mishnah, we learned that according to the Beis Shammai, even if you say you're going to be Shaleach Yad, but Bikadain, you're already Chayiv on Oinus. That's learned from Alkol Dvar Pesha. The Basil disagree. They learn from the Pasik, Im Loi Sholach Yada, you're only Chayiv if you're actually Shaleach Yad. But it would have to be in such a way that you're kind of the item. You would have to lift it. If you just tilted it and took out some wine, and then it broke Ba'ainis, he would only pay for the wine that he took out. If he lifted it and took out the wine, now he physically was Shaleach Yad, and as a result, he would pay for the entire barrel should something happen to it. What is the din if he lifted it? But he didn't take anything out. And then it broke? So that's a machloikis in the Gemara between Rav and Levi, whether Shlichas Yad, Tzricha Chasarain, and Bez Hashem Yizbach when you learn the Gemara, and I'm sure many of you are learning Perik HaMafkid, so you'll know what the halacha is.